Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. Today, Dr. Stella Emanuel joins Pastor Larry Spargimino with an important COVID update, and a little later, James Collins will have a moment of prophecy. Our summer virtual prophecy conference is 2 weeks away. 10 different speakers, all online and all on demand. Watch when you want, as often as you want. From July 15th through the 24th, you'll have complete access to special sessions by Michael Hoggard, Kamal Saleem, Micah Van Hus, Rob Lindstedt, J.R. Church, Larry Spargimino, Doc Marquis, Noah Hutchings, Ambassador Henry Cooper, and Eric Barger. Register today for the Summer Virtual Prophecy Conference by visiting the events section of our website, swrc.com, or you can simply call 1-800-652-1144. Now, here's our host, Pastor Larry Spargimino, and his special guest, Dr. Stella Emanuel, with an important COVID update.
Dr. Stella Emanuel, M.D., is our guest. She is one of the growing cadre of medical doctors who believe that Dr. Fauci and his group are handling the pandemic all wrong. She's a brave and courageous voice for all of us who are distressed. Thank you so much, Dr. Stella, for being our guest.
God bless you. I am so honored to be here today. And of course, I'm also a woman of the spirit, so yeah.
Yes. Well, your book, Let America Live, reveals the truth about hydroxychloroquine. Your book exposes the hidden agenda behind the pandemic. So tell us about the hidden agenda.
I would say this whole pandemic is just a Trojan horse for vaccine. And the vaccine is actually just a Trojan horse, or actually to corrupt humanity, like it started in the book of Genesis. That is the hidden agenda. It's a spiritual battle. It's not a medical battle. And eventually people have to recognize that something really spooky, weird, and some kind of twilight zone, and start getting into the spiritual aspect. Because think about it, two week lockdown to flatten the curve and not overwhelm the hospitals. Where did that go? Right now it's a matter of everybody has to be vaccinated. Vaccinated people are getting sick, they're dying. Oh, you must get vaccinated. Now they are talking about boosters. It's like the goalpost is shifting, and at some point humanity has to wake up. You just have to wake up and realize that this stuff is not even medicine, because what they are doing is not medical. You know, when we came out, I started treating patients with hydroxychloroquine in February of 2020.
Uh-huh.
What happened is, I went to medical school in Nigeria, West Africa. I'm from Cameroon, Central Africa, right next door. So we got used to treating patients with chloroquine, flavoquine, chloroquine. So these are medications that I've used for years. We took it growing up, Sunday medicine for malaria prevention. I've been in the States for 30 years. I came here, did my residency, did a lot of work as a pediatrician, did a lot of emergency room work. So kind of prepared me for where I am now. While I'm here, I've given patients these medications to take when they are going to endemic areas for prevention.
Yes.
So when the pandemic hit in March of 2020, I was in Houston. I had just acquired this practice a few months prior that had about 15 to 20% of their patients were from China, Japan, and everything. It was very terrifying to us. And then a friend came up, told me that they're using hydroxychloroquine abroad. I was like, I'm excited. I know these medications. I'm used to them. So we started using it. Patients were doing very well. If we took care of a COVID patient, if they came early, within a day or two, they were well within like 48 hours. If they stay a longer time, 1 week, 10 days, then they got really, really sick. So we realized that early treatment was what was keeping the patient alive.
Yes.
So I was so excited. By the time I finished being my 10th patient, I was so excited. And I went on Facebook and I was telling everybody, I said, I just took in work. I was in a Facebook group that had about maybe 30,000 doctors. At that time, President Trump had just come out and said that they should hydroxychloroquine work. Oh, they went berserk on me. They started attacking me. No, it doesn't work. We need a randomized, double-blinded control studies. I said, no, that is not even ethical for people to be sick. And then you want to stop giving them something that you've tried and it works to go look for a randomized trial. We can always use medications off-label. So that was how this fight started. We were going back and forth with doctors, that leftist doctors, that all they were thinking about is, oh, no, it doesn't work. Some of them were just thinking about, oh, they can use this pandemic to win an election. So it was just so crazy. And at that time, I was saying, this is not a physical battle. Being that I'm a Christian, my calling is prophetic. the Lord had showed me a lot of things in the past, which I actually wrote in my book. That's one thing that I wrote, the deep revelations God had given me, showing that what is going to happen now. And I spoke about it, even put some of it on Facebook years prior. So I was telling people, I said, this thing is not physical. It's a spiritual battle. It's a spiritual battle. Of course, everybody thought I was intense and I was, you know. So, yeah, it is that fight that accumulated in us going to the Supreme Court. And we met other doctors. We were meeting online, and then we went to the Supreme Court steps to declare to the world that people don't need to die from COVID. Hydroxychloroquine works. And by then, we were also using ivermectin. Hydroxychloroquine works. Yeah. Ivermectin works. And people don't need to die. If you get on prophylaxis or you get early treatment, then you're going to be fine. We started talking about this. And, of course, you know the rest of the story. We went viral. They came after me. Yeah. They came after my spirituality. They came after my ministry. But all was in God's plan. Because coming after my ministry actually solidified me as a woman of God and also a doctor. No. So right now I can speak with authority. Amen. I'm a child of God. I'm not going to back down. You're not going to intimidate me. You're not going to push Christ into the closet. If you want me, this is what you're going to get. Amen. Right now, anybody that wants to interview me knows that they're going to get Jesus into it.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, there's a question. In fact, you mentioned Genesis 6. And I'm wondering, the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are not true vaccines. Aren't they involved in the mRNA? Isn't there some kind of genetic manipulation here that concerns me very much?
Yes. It should concern not just you, but all human beings. And it should concern especially all Christians.
Yes.
The Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna vaccine, they have mRNA. And I think even the Johnson & Johnson one has fetal tissue, aborted fetal tissue. So it's still some kind of genetic modification. So this is the thing with the Pfizer vaccine. mRNA is a genetic code. Tysak, that is the CEO of Moderna, he says this, and you can Google it, Tysak, CEO of Moderna. They are in the business of hacking the software of life. Mm. They want to hack your human code. Oh. They want to hack your human software, introduce a code into your body that can, so that in the future, if they have any diseases, they don't even have to do anything. They can make it by just modifying that code. And people hear that, and I mean, he said this in a TED Talk. It wasn't a lie. It wasn't something that we picked out from a tin foil hat. It is actually online. And, you know, I pray that as I'm talking, you know, with my accent and I talk fast and with the deep spiritual stuff that I'm exposing, I pray that the heavens will open and that I take authority over every principality, power, ruler of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places, the prince of the power of the air, anything that can jam what I'm saying. I silence your voice right now, that as I speak, it will go clearly. People will hear me clearly. The veil of darkness will come off their minds. Amen. They will wake up. They will know the truth. The truth will set them free in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I have to do spiritual house cleaning before I talk. Because I address deep stuff, and the devil just jam people's ears if I don't do that.
You know, when you speak about hacking the genetic software, you know that passage in Genesis chapter 6:4, the Nephilim and so forth? I see that, and I understand that. Now, a lot of people think I'm crazy, but I think that is speaking about what Satan is doing and trying to change the human race. In fact, you probably know that there is a transhumanist movement in the world.
Oh, yes. We can talk a lot more about that. Yes.
Yes.
That is the stuff I've been telling people, that people need to wake up. In Genesis 6, the Bible says that the Lord saw that the earth was corrupt. All humanity had corrupted their way before God. And that is why he decided to destroy the world. And Genesis 6, chapter 2 said, the sons of God, they slept with the daughters of men. They took wives. Genesis 6, 4 says that there were giants in the earth in those days.
Yeah.
When these creatures, and it is recorded in all cultures. Everybody knows about this.
Yes.
In all cultures, when the angels came, the watchers came or something. They bare children, and these were the mighty men of old. They were giants in the earth in those days and after that. Something that was very peculiar about these creatures is that they were violent. They said the earth was corrupt. There was violence in the earth because of them. And that is the same thing right now. The difference is, you know, as the word of God says, those angels that left their boat and came and slept with human beings, they were tied up for eternity. But the Nephilims, that were the product, the demon children that were produced, those 30-foot giants, they were, the flood of Noah, you know, destroyed them, their physical body. But their spirit spirits which cannot die still hung around. They are dismembered spirits, still infected human beings, and still cause the same kind of chaos.
Wow.
That is why they said there were giants in the earth in those days. And after that, Joshua fought giants, David fought giants, and you know, Abraham fought giants. You know, even it's decreed in the book of Jude that Sodom and Gomorrah, that just like Sodom and Gomorrah, they went after fornication and strange flesh. So the Bible says some things about strange flesh in Sodom and Gomorrah. This was not just about committing fornication and doing physical immorality.
Yes.
There was strange flesh that was being doing in Sodom and Gomorrah that made God destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. God promised us in Genesis by his covenant, the rainbow, that he's not going to destroy us again. That's why the pervert people that want to live in perversion and everything, they use the rainbow because it's like a prick in God's eye. That no matter how vile we get, you can't destroy us because this is your covenant.
Wow.
It's like a prick in God's eye. So it's crazy that over the years, the devil has tried to take over humanity and corrupt humanity. Why? If the devil can corrupt everybody, then we can become his creatures. And then God can be out of the picture. If all human beings can agree that the devil is God. When they left from Genesis, they went to the Tower of Babel and tried to gather. God scattered it, you know. So there's always been this thing when the devil always wants to take over, like in the days of Pharaoh, you know. So it's been happening for years, but they've been working at it over the years, and now it has come to the fact that they are trying to now use this genetic taking over and call it science.
Wow.
Let me tell you a few things that have happened in the past few years. There's something called CRISPR technology, gene splicing. They can practically splice your gene, introduce a code, take off a tiny little part of it. That is Nephilim technology. It's not human technology. Because nobody can explain how they do it. But here's the thing. If CRISPR technology works, it can help people with sickle cell and all this muscle dystrophy and people with cystic fibrosis and all this genetically, you know, all these genetic malformations that are really causing problems in humanity. But they have not tried to use that technology to help humanity. They are trying to use it to produce, you know, designer babies or something.
Yeah.
Change your hair color. So, you know, then they also have, I watched a video by Charles Morgan, and everybody needs to go on YouTube, pull up a video by Charles Morgan. He gave a lecture at the military academy talking about how neuroscience has become so amazing now. They can program you. They can teach you things while you sleep, while men sleep. You know, they can come and give you false memories. They can... You will not even think it's not your memory. Now, at the time he was giving the lecture, they needed to use electrodes. But he said now they are creating atoms and molecules that can go into your brain and pack there, and they can program it from a computer. And then people like Amy Cruz, that used to work for DARPA, and is a neuroscientist. Now she works for the Platypus Institute application. They want to enhance human brain.
Yes.
They said the human brain is archaic, and they want a human 2.0. They want to merge us with machines and create a human centaur.
Oh, yes.
This stuff sounds really scientific and great, but they are not scientific. This is technology from the devil.
Wow.
And the Bible talks about it.
Yes, I'm impressed by you, by your medical knowledge, but also by your biblical knowledge, because I think Genesis 6:4 and all of that, after that, more giants, Deuteronomy chapter 2, I think there's a plan to corrupt the human race, to make us unfit for redemption. So
exactly.
To dig out our souls, to throw our souls away, so we're no longer redeemable. That's exactly what the devil wants.
Yes, and I tell people, die saved, die human, don't become GMO. You know, before I got deep into this stuff, in 2011, we had a prayer program. I'm a prayer warrior.
Yes.
We had a prayer program. We spent 100 days. We locked ourselves up in a house. We prayed for 100 days. We did not come out for 100 days. Then the Lord took me to the Word. That's how I solidified this. If you go to the book of Daniel, remember when Nebuchadnezzar had a dream that had, he had a dream with a head of gold, a breastplate of silver, the hands and thighs were brass, and then we had feet of iron and the toes of iron mixed with clay.
Yes,
Daniel
yes.
interpreted that dream. Nebuchadnezzar, over 600 years BC, had gone to sleep, asking, wondering to himself what's going to happen after him, what's going to happen in the years to come. And God was gracious to come and show this Gentile king what was going to happen in the future. When he woke up in the morning, the devil had stolen the dream away from him, so he could not remember the dream. But he knew he had gotten a very important dream. So he called all his minions and they could not interpret the dream. And then Daniel came and interpreted the dream. When Daniel interpreted his dream, he said, Nebuchadnezzar, you are the head of gold. The breastplate, of course, the silver is the meat, and the Persians, then the Grecian kingdom, then the Roman kingdom. So he came down. He talked about the last kingdom before the God of heaven would set up his throne on earth.
Yes.
You took Daniel chapter 2, verse 42, was toes of iron mixed with clay. He said, and the toes and the feet were part iron and part clay. So the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas as thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron does not mix with clay. So Daniel saw our time when there was going to be man and machine merging. They shall mingle themselves with the seed of man. That means they will mingle and you will not be able to see the difference, who is man and who is human, who is not. Just like the Lord also said in the book of Matthew that farmers sowed wheat and the enemy came and sowed tares.
Yes.
Allow the wheat and tares to grow up together. At the end, they will harvest the wheat into the barn and they will throw the tares in the fire. Why? If you try to uproot the wheat, you will hurt the tares.
Yes.
If you try to go around and saying that, oh no, you're Nephilim, you're human, you're Nephilim. What if somebody is married to one of those Nephilim? It's going to cause all kinds of chaos. So they will grow together. But right now, and then at the end, so their wickedness has increased and increased and increased as they multiply. And now, they want to corrupt all of humanity.
Yes.
You know, there's something that is so poignant about this thing, and something that is so crazy, that I do believe that even those globalists, as we call them, or I think they themselves are being deceived. The human beings that are working with the devil, they are actually being deceived. Because at the end of the day, the devil is telling them that he's going to give them eternal life.
Yes.
They're going to live forever. And the devil is lying to them because the devil doesn't have eternal life. He cannot give it.
Yes.
And you can see too in the Bible, in Revelation 13, verse 14, it said, the devil deceived them, the beast that came out of the earth, deceived them that dwell on the earth by the means of the miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image unto the beast that was wounded by the sword and did live. Verse 15 says, he had power, he had authority, the devil, to give power, to give life. He had authority to give life to the image of the beast. That the image of the beast will be able to speak and cause all as many as will not worship the image of the beast to be killed, free and born, to receive a mark on their forehead or in their hand. I don't believe that right now what we're dealing with is the mark. But go to verse 17, you will see it. That no man will buy or sell, save he that has the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of the beast. Or the number that they are giving right now, calling it a vaccine, is a permanent marker, because that's why they need boosters. So if you've taken the vaccine, repent before God. Ask God to cleanse you.
Amen.
Ask the blood of Jesus to purge you. I do believe that when the mark comes, we're going to know when we take the mark. You're going to know that you're signing off your life to the devil. But if you're already vaccinated and they can program you on the Internet of Things, you're going to accept it because they'll put a false memory in your brain and you think the devil is God. So now that people are still able to think through it, pray, repent, cry out for deliverance. And we've been praying for people and the people have been getting delivered from this vaccine. Why are they trying to add some more boosters? It's because I don't think that what they give is taking is permanent like it should be. I don't think it's a permanent marker. I think the body is beginning to reject it. The prayer of the saints all over the world is jamming their communication, jamming what they are doing. So if you took the vaccine, just repent. Get on your knees. Say, Lord, have mercy on me.
Amen.
Let the blood of
Amen.
Jesus,
yeah.
The same way you were redeemed from Adam, let the blood of Jesus redeem you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, we've been visiting with Dr. Stella Emanuel. The book is Let America Live. It's available through Charisma. Dr. Stella, like I said, you're my hero. God bless you. You speak the truth and you love the Lord and you know that there's power in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Be equipped and informed. Get today's program on CD for you and your family. Call 1-800-652-1144. Needless Death, COVID Corruption Control by Larry Spargiamino is a book that you need. Needless Death will challenge you to develop a sanctified skepticism against big government, big pharma, and organizations with globalist ties. Order Needless Death today when you call 1-800-652-1144 or order online swrc.com. Another resource that will help you be informed is Billy Crone's explosive DVD, The Great COVID Deception. In this two DVD set, Billy Crone examines the global agenda behind COVID. Make sure you get both The Great COVID Deception DVD set by Billy Crone and the book Needless Death by Larry Spargimino. Call 1-800-652-1144 or order online swrc.com. Now, here's staff evangelist James Collins.
It appears that someone has been monkeying with the monkeypox. I suppose it's better monkeypox than smallpox. If we were talking about smallpox right now, the situation, if accurate, would truly be horrifying for humanity. The Lord Jesus Christ warned us that this sort of thing would happen in the last days before the tribulation. Jesus said in Luke 21:11, "And great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines, and pestilences." The word pestilence means a plague or a disease like monkeypox. Few people are saying it, but I will. The fact that monkeypox is spreading to humans is because it has been intentionally engineered to do so. Infectious viruses such as monkeypox can be DNA modified to become more potent. Researchers and scientists in this area are never content to just leave well enough alone, so now, all of a sudden, all around the world, we have outbreaks of monkeypox. Previously, monkey-to-human transmission could occur, but it was very rare. Interestingly, smallpox could not jump from humans to monkeys. The researchers couldn't let that one go. In a series of experiments following the eradication of smallpox in 1978, wait a minute, it was eradicated, hello, it was eradicated for a reason. Anyway, in a series of experiments following the eradication of smallpox in 1978, permission was given to do one final experiment on infecting monkeys. Guess what? The researchers were successful. So the question then becomes, if someone wanted to initiate a global pandemic of the previously very rare infection of monkeypox with humans, what would they do? The answer is, scientists would be set loose to try to make it more infectious. Given what we've seen over the last couple of years with COVID, can anyone reasonably believe that this is a naturally occurring event? As it turns out, we have clues that indicate that this has been planned just as COVID was. If you believe in coincidences, then just coincidentally, a simulation was conducted in March of 2021 on the possible outbreak of, you guessed it, monkeypox. Of an even greater coincidence, pardon me while I clear my throat, the simulation predicted that the monkeypox outbreak would begin in mid-May of 2022. Of course, you'll never guess who took part in this simulation. If you wildly speculated that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Centers for Disease Control, and Big Pharma executives had a hand in it, you win the prize. Oh, did I tell you that the Biden administration has ordered up millions of doses of monkeypox vaccine for a cost of $119 million? I should also tell you that Wuhan Labs experimented with monkeypox just last year. You can't make this stuff up. However, compared to smallpox, monkeypox is very mild. According to the CDC, it will initially feel like the flu. As it progresses, the infected person will get blisters, boils, lesions, and scabs. The prognosis for fatalities with monkeypox is all over the place, ranging anywhere from 1% up to 10%. However, if the disease has been enhanced, who knows how it might transmit, how it might spread, and how it might kill. Because diseases like smallpox and monkeypox cause blisters, boils, lesions, and scabs, I can't help but think about the terrible boils that were part of the plagues that God brought down on Egypt. It makes me also think about the first bowl in Revelation and what it will do to an unbelieving world who has rejected and cursed God. The Bible says in Revelation 16:2, "And the first angel went, and poured out his vial upon the earth. And there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. So where does all this leave us? What should be obvious to everyone on the planet by now, but sadly is not, is that monkeypox, just like COVID, is a planned, engineered narrative. It has been a simulated event, and it is simply one of many attacks that the globalists will unleash upon the world. We can be thankful for now that we're not seeing a smallpox plandemic. But it wouldn't surprise me in the least if that happens at some point. After all, the globalist elite intent is to depopulate the world. Smallpox, because of how infectious it is a weapon that would quickly accomplish that. The Bible clearly tells us that these end times will grow worse, not better. Just as birth pains increase in intensity and in frequency, birth pains give way to birth, the travail we are experiencing will result in the terrible tribulation. What we see happening must take place to fulfill Bible prophecy. The world is getting worse because Jesus said it would. Christians can deny it all they want and pray for a return to times of the past, but God has His purposes in allowing all of this to happen. He must judge the world. Every nation is guilty of great sin against the Lord. That includes our country, the United States of America. Our good deeds from the past have been rendered null and void. Our spiritual eyes as a nation are upon pagan gods, and we have forgotten the one true God, just as Israel turned from Him and suffered the consequences at the appropriate time, so must America. And it seems that that time is now. I certainly pray for revival. I pray that God's people will humble themselves and pray and seek God's face and turn from their wicked ways. I pray that God will heal our land. I pray that believers will reach out to the lost so that some may be saved from the wrath to come. I pray for revival before the rapture and before the tribulation. But I also pray, Maranatha, Maranatha, come quickly, Lord Jesus. This is James Collins reminding you that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
Needless Death, COVID, Corruption, Control by Larry Spargimino is a book that you need, my friends. Needless Death will challenge you to develop a sanctified skepticism against big government, big pharma, and organizations with globalist ties. Another resource that will help you be informed is Billy Crone's explosive DVD entitled The Great COVID Deception. In this 2-DVD set, Billy Crone examines the global agenda behind COVID. Make sure you get both the Great COVID Deception DVD set by Billy Crone and the book Needless Death by Larry Spargimino. Order today. Call 1-800-652-1144. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners just like you. Visit swrc.com.